Welcome to Stateline Business First with Dean Urban on Sports Fan Radio 1330.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. I'm Dean Urban. Good to be with all of you. The head chef, Bill Cook, actually running the board. And it is Friday. You know, getting ready for a weekend. The Boylan Titans going to be traveling tomorrow to St. Rita to take on the Mustangs. And it's hard to believe, but basketball starts next week. And one of our favorite guys, this guy, I love this guy. I told him on my bucket list, you know how they do their warm-up, Bill, where everybody's running, throwing the ball? You don't know where the hell it's coming from. You're just throwing it. That's what I want to do.
Right.
Sorry, that was a Catholic school. I shouldn't have said that. Just messing with you guys. Coach Brett McAllister's in with us. And, Coach, first of all, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for hosting us, and thanks for hosting the players as well. We're happy
Absolutely.
To be here.
Absolutely. We got all the seniors, and we'll be introducing them and talking to them. And, Coach, getting ready for the season. It's got to be a little bit tough because you've got football players also that are on the team that have not been able to practice with you. How's that change the dynamics for you?
We've been through it in the past, so it's something that we're used to. We're certainly rooting for them tomorrow, but you've got to kind of plug in some younger players especially. I think the place that it hurts the most is our practice time because we're so thin and missing guys. It's hard to get that ultimate competitive aspect within practice. So it's a balance, and I think the football team knows how much we're supporting them, and we'll get our stuff going, and they'll be back shortly.
Coach, tell us a little bit about the team. You've got, you know, quite a few seniors. They got a lot of playing experience last year. What can you tell us about the Boylan Titans?
We're senior dominated. I think.
Do you like that, by the way?
There's a lot of positives to it. Sometimes drawbacks can be they think they know all the tricks by that point, but you certainly want guys who are game experienced. I think something like 70% to 80% of our scoring is back from last year. So on a team that we felt was fairly successful, but certainly there was a lot of room at the end of last season where, you know, we're pretty hungry rolling into this year. So glad to have the seniors.
Yeah, speaking of last year, I know you were really challenged to get your team over the hump. And anytime you mention the Boylan Titans, you know, truthfully, you have a target on your back because that's what excellence is considered in the Nick 10. You agree with that?
I think when you look at the history of the program, there's no doubt about that. So it's something that we honestly do talk about from time to time with our players that we've got to bring our best to every situation, and that's it's not just game nights. It's in practices and in our meetings and film sessions, because you do have that target in Rockford. So we're aware of it. We do embrace it. I think it makes us better ultimately because we have to raise our expectations every day. So it's there, but we embrace it.
How's your off season been?
I would say very productive. I thought we had a really high-level and challenging summer schedule. We went to some pretty difficult tournaments and saw some different teams across the state.
Where were you guys going, Coach?
We went to Wisconsin Team Camp, Peoria Richwoods right off the bat, Rock Island, and then we ended here in Rockford. So it was a nice scope of different teams and styles, and I thought we had a great fall in the weight room and with our conditioning, and really kind of moved into the season on a very positive note.
How important is it for your team to be together, like in the summer, all working together and knowing the expectations?
I would say that's the most important part, to be honest. You need that time away from the practice floor and sometimes away from coaches for the players to be able to click and understand who they are and what makes each other tick. And it's vital to your success during the season. So very key aspect of it.
Coach, with as many seniors as you have on the team, do they push each other saying that they know that what they have to do to get to the, you know, the championship? Or how much do these guys push themselves?
I think the experience. They completely understand what it takes at this point to be not just a high level varsity team, but a championship team. We saw that a couple of years ago, and we have guys who were on that team 2 years ago. We had some sophomores that year that have played now about 70 varsity games at this point. So that experience is key. They certainly push each other in practice. They also push each other's buttons in practice. So they spend so much time around each other, and sometimes it can be a little bit of a negative. But at the end of the day, as I shared with them yesterday, we're really ready for an opponent at this point.
We're talking with head basketball coach of the Boylan Titans, Brett McAllister, and he brought in his seniors, and we'll be talking to them also here in just a moment. Again, Boylan basketball, it starts next week. It's hard to believe. Who do you guys open up against?
Peoria Richwoods. We've brought our Thanksgiving tournament back. This is actually the 51st year of Thanksgiving basketball at Boylan. So, three-year hiatus. We certainly traveled a lot the last 3 years to get to our Thanksgiving tournament. So, again, we're going to be very competitive next week and want to win every game, but we are certainly just happy to be home for 4 games.
I was going to say, how big of a difference is that to play at home?
I think the family aspect, to be honest, during Thanksgiving, I know it hits me hard. I'm sure it hits the players hard. When you're traveling an hour and a half to and from games 4 times that week, it's hard to keep track of family, academics, basketball. So just from that standpoint, we're excited to be home.
You know, in conference, I mean, are there teams you're looking at that's going to give you, a challenge?
Certainly. I think the publics are very strong this year. I'd say all four of them. And then when you look at the overall scope of the Nick 10, the respect that I have and our players have for the coaches around the Nick 10 and their experience, you're going to run into teams that may be picked lower. But when you've got the experience that these head coaches have, they're going to pick that talent level up and make things very competitive. Then you look at individual rivalries. For us, certain teams may be down, but whether we're down or a team like Onondaga is down, it's still going to be a difficult game either way. So you combine that with the fact that we've got the target everywhere. We're certainly looking at a lot of challenges.
Coach, what's the biggest thing you have learned being a young head coach? And, you know, to be real upfront, you're not much older than these guys that are playing for you. What have you learned?
I'd say perspective. Being married and having kids now, you get perspective on, I guess the biggest thing is how long a basketball season is. It's something we talk about all the time. It's 4 to 5 months, but it seems like an entire year. So where you have a tough night or mistakes happen individually, having the realization that you can improve over the course of a season to turn something good into something special. And then I think it's the connection with the players that's most important. The individual and day-to-day relationships that we take pride in from the coaching staff is something that's kind of flipped for me and changed and really moves to the top of the importance list.
How much pressure does the fan base create for you to win? I mean, you don't have an option. You got to win.
I think these kids can vouch for how hard we work. We throw, and this is myself included, we throw everything we have into each other and being successful. So while we do know that is there, we do know the target is there, we're so in tuned into giving everything to each other, I don't think the pressure shows up as much as people may think. But it's something you have to remind yourself of. Why are we doing this? We're certainly about the results and winning and losing, but it's giving everything you have to the group is the most important part.
Guys, can you introduce yourself so we can get you on? Please come up to the mic. Go ahead.
I'm Anthony Brown.
Johnny Close.
Andrew Latino.
Justin Carestis.
Jack Fulling.
And Zach Farson.
You know, last year, as we did some games, and Anthony, I want to talk to you. I mean,
you'd went through some injuries, you know, with your hand, your thumb. I mean, it was a game we were doing over at East High, I believe. How do you get ready for a season to think, okay, I'm valuable to my team, and maybe one possession might not make a difference?
One thing my dad always tells me is to make sure I play smart, that my body is not like everybody else's, and I have to do things that other people don't to stay safe during a basketball game.
You know, one of the guys, too, everybody has a role. I love the way your team, Johnny, you know, you came in and you would ignite some of the scoring. You know, what do you feel like your role is?
I think just role is definitely putting the ball in the basket and just getting everybody involved, you know, making sure everybody's up, supporting everybody, you know, because everybody on our team can score and do different things this year. So,
does it feel more pressure on you?
Not really, you know. I just like to go out there and play, but I think everybody on our team has my back, so I don't have that much pressure on the court.
You know, and it's a lot of names. Mr. Latino, you know, your grandfather, a great friend of mine, and you know what, as you come in and do this, what is it about playing for Boylan basketball that you like?
Playing for Boylan is awesome. You know, we get pushed every day, and going out competing is really fun. I love Coach, and everyone on the team just has my back. And
you guys feel like you're brothers? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've been together for 4 years now, so we all like each other pretty much.
Did you guys all play together, by the way, in grade school? Or were you all different schools?
A lot of us played together.
Yeah. Really?
Not all on the same team, but a lot of us played together.
So you guys know each other?
Yeah, we've been together.
Are you kidding me? And we got somebody in a boot. Can you get the mic over here? All right. What's your name?
Justin Crestis.
Justin, what happened, man?
I was driving, rolled it on the drive, you know. It happens part of the game. But I'm hoping to get back next week or the week after that and get ready to play.
Does it – I mean, obviously, a little bit of a disappointment to start the season.
Yeah. I mean, it's better to be earlier than later, you know. So just – whenever I'm ready to contribute to the team.
But you guys are ready to go. Now, Coach, it looks like, and I'll get you guys in the back here in just a second. You mentioned earlier that your team, you're a little light on numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Justin, you can't be getting hurt. What is wrong with you? You know what? We don't need to be driving. You're not going to score on them any. Just relax. You know what? So you got to make that happen. Guys, you got to talk to your man here. You know what? That's what's happening. So as you know, get ready to go, Coach, injuries are a part of this game, but you have got to really watch what's going on, especially early in the season before all the players. You guys aren't at 100% because all your players aren't there.
Right.
How important is it? I mean, it sounds like you guys put the pedal to the metal even in practice. There's no messing around.
We do. I think the guys are kind of realizing the balance, though, as seniors. As the second week, so we have 2 weeks to prepare before our first Thanksgiving game. Our second week, the intensity is the same. It's just less. So the amount of time where we're doing actual five-on-five, working on the things that we're going to be running in games or our different defenses. It's certainly there that second week, but we start to tail it back, understanding that health is the first priority. You got to combine not having some guys out with football. So that balance is key. And I think it's, if I could relate it to another time in the season, it's as you get closer to the postseason. You want to still have that intense aspect to practice. But if you're going hour and a half, 2 hours of full intensity, you're leaving it open for possible injury. So it's difficult.
Coach, do you set goals?
We've certainly done that in the past. I think, one, for us, it's difficult at this point because we don't have our full team. When we have our full team, we'll sit down together and figure out some different goals.
Do you like
goals.
Your team?
I love my team.
I know that's
Boylan.
Kind of a crazy question,
yes.
But I've had coaches in the past would tell me, Dean, we got a great team. I hate them. I mean, it's like, okay, well, you know what? There's two ways of thinking. I mean, if you really like it, in any close game, all these guys are going to come together. Sure. And you know as well as anybody, Coach, there's going to be times in the season where you're going to be, you know, tested, all you guys, where you might not have a good game. How do you guys shake it off if you don't have a good game? Come on up. And what's your name?
My name is Zach Farson.
Okay, Zach.
I think one of the things that our team is best at is really pushing each other in practice and competing against each other, but then also being able to flip the switch and band together during games. So we're all really supportive of each other, and after hard losses, it's more of a forget about it and move on mentality rather than just being down about it. So I think that's how we move on as a team.
You guys bounce back pretty. Come on up. Yeah, you will. Are you kidding me? I'll get you on the. And what's your name?
My name is Jack Fulling.
Jack, okay. And tell me about, with you guys, how did the team come together, win or lose? You know, what do you guys do? I mean, if you get to winning on a long win streak, then all of a sudden you start reading press clippings. Do you guys ever worry about that?
You know, winning's awesome, but I think what shows a true team is when you're losing and how you react to it. And we all got coaches back, and Coach for sure got all our back, so that's kind of how I think about it.
And again, as seniors, Coach, you know, typically you don't see these many seniors playing on a team. I mean, coaches are, you know, they're looking at next year, they're looking at getting experience, and you're taking it as it comes. And these guys have been together, I mean, in the battle. And what's going to be the key to having a great season?
I think for us, one of the things we pride ourselves on is the strength of schedule. We're bringing in some high-level Thanksgiving tournament teams. We go down to Pekin. MLK at Hanoniga is loaded this year. And then, of course, the Nick 10. So I think that, number one, is always in the back of our minds. We're preparing our team to be the best possible team by the end of March. But one thing I want to say, for me, it's probably the coolest part about this whole thing. This is the first group. I came in with this group as a head coach. So this is year four. To see they all have their own individual story that's now kind of getting to the end in terms of Boylan. I've seen them through everything, highs and lows. I want them to have the best possible experience, having seen all that as seniors, that you could ever imagine. Sure, we want to win a lot of games, but I think it's a little bit special for me because we came in together.
So this is a special group.
It's a special group, yep. And we're missing two seniors, John Stark and Davion Foreman, who will be a part of it. So it's eight guys, which is a pretty large group of seniors, as you
mentioned.
That's
amazing. Typically, not everybody sticks together like that. They go different directions. And again, the tradition at Boylan is like second to none. So these guys are at a different level. Hey, Anthony, I was going to ask you, if you can pull the mic. For you, I mean, when you're playing against somebody you know that is very, very good, your opponent, does that jack you up some to say, hey, I just want to show him what I've got too? Or do you guys get into looking at players across from you and saying, I just want to dominate that player?
For me, I've played against a lot of good players, so seeing like somebody that's like almost close enough better than me, I would say I try my hardest, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but I know that my teammates will help me if I can't do it myself.
The other thing, do you guys like to play fast-paced? Or I know Coach likes to run these plays, slows you down. You need about 150 points a game or something. But do you like the up-tempo game, or do you like where it's more controlled? Anybody, I mean, any one of you. I know nobody's going to answer because they're going to go, okay, you're out.
I think we can do both, but personally I like playing up-tempo and getting on the break and pushing the ball with my teammates for sure. But we also can run sets and slow it down also. So,
and Dean, you've got two players here who had their dads played in the program. So Johnny and Jack, which is pretty neat little aspect to it as well.
I don't even want to tell you. I was there when they were playing, so I wasn't going to bring it up. But thanks, Coach. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with more, talking to Boylan High School after this on Sports Fan Radio 1330.
Welcome back to Stateline Business First with Dean Irvin on Sports Fan Radio 1330.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. Dean Irvin, the head chef, Bill Cook, running all the controls. It is Coach Brett McAllister of the Boylan Titans. Kind enough to bring his team in here, getting to know these guys. And, you know, really, the one thing I see, Coach, you know, and you talk about the team, you talk about the effort. What I love about Boylan and what you guys do, you do the right things. The grades are important. These guys excel not only on the court, but in the classroom. I mean, that's a huge advantage, I think.
I think it speaks to not only their character, but where they come from family-wise. It's not you need to pursue your academics. It's an expectation, not only with their families and themselves, but I think the school also. So, the basketball season's really important. We want to be successful, but walking out of that high school, I think they understand, number one, how much they're pushed within the high school, but number two, how well they're setting themselves up for their futures.
Absolutely. Johnny, you ever smile? Man, you're out on the court, you never smile. You know what? So you're one of you guys, when we're doing your game, you got to smile and wave to us. We'll wave back. All right? There might be a Big Mac or something for, I don't know. Can I do that, Coach? I might be in trouble.
You can. You're good.
All right. Am I okay? And again, talking with the Boylan Titans. All right, guys. The one question I have for all of you, and I guess think about it. Do you set goals for yourself? And what would you like to see for your team? And Anthony, I'll start with you. What are your goals as far as you personally and for the team?
For me personally, I like to provide more for my team than more than I did over the past, like, 4 years I've been here. And
how tall are you, by the way?
Like 6'5".
Yeah. So,
a goal for the team is make my team stronger and better, and bring them closer together. So in hard times, we can pick each other up and help the team even more, or the program.
Yeah, very cool. Jack, how about you?
Personally, I kind of want to be more of a leader this year and have a bigger voice in the team, kind of like through bad times. And then for the team, I hope we have a successful Nick 10 season and that we fight adversity well.
Is there one guy that you guys look up to? Maybe I'm putting you on the spot. I don't mean to, but is there one guy that – come here. Come up here. All right, and what's your name?
Zach.
Zach?
Yep.
They look up to you?
I mean,
it's that hairstyle, man. You got some hair working.
Thank you.
Isn't that nice hair, Bill? Very nice. You know, and that's from two ball guys, man. It don't get any better than that. What drives you?
What drives me is just knowing that these guys are just there at the end of the day. I mean, I think as far as our team this year, we're just going to try and win every possession. I think that's what it really comes down to. So just the bigger picture is that we're all in this together, and I think we get a lot of motivation by looking to each other for help.
You do have a good group. Man, I should be coaching. Seriously, I just let you guys go out and run. We'd be scoring 110 points a game. You know what? So just so you know, that's what you get with me. Everybody would be out. Mr. Latino. It's always good to see. I love saying Mr. Latino. Isn't that nice? That's respect. Don't you think?
Yep.
Yeah. Tell me about you. What are your goals?
So one of my goals would probably be more of a leader. So last year we had both our captains leave, and we had a lot of seniors that left that were like the voice of the team. So I guess my personal goal would be fill in their shoes and be a leader for this team.
You're not afraid to put up the three, by the way, are you?
No.
I see that. You and Johnny, man, you guys are like jacking it from, you know, first row in the bleachers. That's good. Does the coach let you shoot a lot of threes? If it's open, do you just take it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
he gives us the green light. Does it? Green light. I like that. Green light, guys. We all got it. All right. So, and Johnny, your goal?
My goal would probably just leave it all out on the court this year, you know, play to the best of my capability every night, whether it's, you know, passing the ball to my teammates, scoring, or getting as many rebounds as I can.
Yeah, and again, you guys, how come these guys look so much bigger when they're out on the court? You know, they really do, but, I mean, it's a great group. Justin, how about you? I mean, what are your goals? Besides getting your foot right.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me it's just getting better every day and just trying to be the best athlete, teammate I can be for these guys and for our team and just leave it all on the court and, you know, just keep making my best better.
You know how many guys at Boylan Central Catholic would love to be in any one of your spots being on that basketball team? That's like gold. You know what? And I can remember broadcasting years and years back, and parents were talking about their sons playing for Boylan, and they were in fifth and sixth grade. I mean, you guys have made it. I mean, it's got to be, as a dad, man, that would be so cool. I'd love to have a son that would, my daughters, I have two daughters. You know that, Coach. Mm-hmm. Very disappointing. You know what? No, seriously. Don't even like them. But I always wanted to, like a basketball. So I'm going to adopt. Anthony, you don't care if I adopt, do you?
I'll go for it.
All right. Anthony is my new broadcast partner. Anthony's here. So all you guys, man, adopt you guys. And it is, again, such a pleasure to meet all of you.
If I could.
Now you want to get the adoption going?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If you could. One thing that's great, too, is so Sunday, the team's coming over to the house. So to watch them interact with my two kids,
yeah,
really kind of finalizes who they are as people, because you can easily at the age that they're at brush that aside and not put much effort in, and so for me that's the most special part, to expose my kids,
Coach,
to them.
Do you think they know that to you these are like your own children? I know it gets real close, and I know it gets kind of sappy. But that's what I'm seeing.
Hopefully by the end they know that. I think when we're in it, and they'll say we're pushing them. We're pushing.
You serving food Sunday, by the way?
What's that?
You serving food?
Yeah.
We're making the food.
Billy. All right, you going? Where are you going Sunday?
Pasta? What do you got today?
Pasta.
Yeah, perfect.
I'm on the meatballs.
Meatballs, pasta. All right.
We've got, we're going to have a fire in the backyard.
Nice.
Tino's in charge of it.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, man, that thing will be out of control.
And I got to give a shout out to our manager as well.
Yeah, let's
Jack
do
Warner.
That. Jack Warner.
He's a sophomore hanging out with all these guys.
How cool is that?
Very cool. Works really hard. He's helping with the fire as well on Sunday.
That is so cool. So you have the whole team over. You guys, one last hurrah. And do you do things during the year then that as a team you go and hang out together at all?
We do, whether it's team meals or certain outings together. It's definitely something we'll try to do more of this year.
Did you ever think that this is what it would be like as a head basketball coach? Because I got to tell you, Coach, true story. We had heard so many rumors, all the different places you were going to go, and people that wanted you as their coach. And, you know, you stayed at Boylan. Thank goodness for you guys, you did. But you're like a hot commodity. You ever think about that?
I got to go back to we came in together. There's no way. Number one, I see myself at any other school at this point. And here's why. Boylan took a chance on me. So I need to repay the school.
Man, that's
for that.
A great chance they took.
And then these guys being seniors at this point, there's,
that's really cool.
I'm not coaching,
you know, Bill,
any other group.
We would sell them out. We'd be gone, guys. Just so you know, after the meatball and spaghetti on Sunday, you guys would be done. You know? No, that is really cool. And I got to tell you, I've done this a long time, going into my 39th year. have met a lot of coaches, met a lot of players. I can't tell you how many broadcast games I have done, but this is no lie, not because he's sitting here. My favorite coach of all time is your head coach. This guy's amazing. He's very talented. He's always straight up. And, you know, the press, we come and ask you after a hard-fought loss all these stupid questions like you want to answer them, but you've always been so kind. And Bill and I have gotten to know your family, gotten to know you, and I can tell you that without question. This is not just me talking to make you guys feel something special. That's the truth. Coach McAllister, absolutely my favorite coach. He does it for the right reasons. I've never seen anybody get more out of their team than Coach. And you know Mike Miller's going to call me crying because him and I used to broadcast together. You know what? Mike just got to chill out, you know? You know, so Mike's a great guy, but you are my favorite.
Well, Dean, you don't have to say that, but, you know, I'm not from the area. Grew up in a different area. I have to speak to what you and Bill do for high school sports, to shine a light on these kids and tell their stories, and it's extra special. So the feeling is mutual.
Thank you.
Favorite broadcaster team here.
Thank you.
What you do for high school kids, you don't see that anywhere else. And I can say that in the state.
That's very kind. Thank you.
Everything, so.
Guys, you got to promise me, when we come over to do your game, and we're scheduled these guys a lot, it's like we're your home broadcast team. He picked the games. I'm just telling you. So you got to wave to us. Let us know, okay? Guys, best of luck. I know you're going to do well. And thank you for not only representing Boylan High School, but really representing Rockford. I mean, it really is, because once we get to certain points, there is no more Boylan. It's Rockford. And, man, you got everybody, you know, trying to, you know, wish you and will you to win. So we thank you guys for coming in. Will you do it again, Coach? Will you come
absolutely.
In?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. You mind?
Anytime.
Anthony, anything you need to say?
No.
You sure?
I'm positive.
All right. This is my new broadcast partner. You know what? You'll hear us Monday through Friday. See Anthony Brown, Dean Urban Show. Talking about life and talking about things that matter, right?
Absolutely.
There you go. That's wisdom right there. And you have that Barry White voice. I mean, you would be like awesome, man. Unbelievable. On a date, man, this guy's got to be a killer. Hey. No, Anthony, it's all right, man. You know what? You got something working there. All right. I want to thank everybody for coming in, all the Boylan Titans. Go Titans next week. We got to stop up and watch them play. We promise we'll do that. Coach McAllister, thank you. Good luck to you this season. Good luck Sunday. I notice he really gave us that address,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You guys are welcome. Huh? All right. Yeah. 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 Find us. Good luck. Look for the fire. Latino, you got to make sure the fire is big enough I can find it. You know? So that's awesome. All right. For all the Boylan Titans, for Coach and for the head chef, Bill Cook. For my partner, Anthony. Wow. Anthony Brown, right there. That's her, senior. All right. I'm with you. I'm going to come sit with you when we get into the stands and
I'm
stuff.
I'm usually by you anyway. You just don't realize.
Really? That. We'll stop on up. We'll get you on the air now. You kidding? We'll never say anything bad about you. Never, ever. I promise. All right. All right. For everybody. Have a great weekend. Go Titans tomorrow at 2:30. You'll hear all the action right here on Sports Fan Radio, 1330. We will start the broadcast about 2:15. The head chef going to bring you all the play-by-play action. Go Titans one more, and we're playing for the state championship. For everybody, I'm Dean Irvin. We'll do it all again tomorrow. So long, everybody.